Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Samach Gimel. We are up to Sif Yud. We are on page Lamed Zayin, which is the page following 72. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, Lebal Halachos Gedolos, according to the Bahag, Kevon Shehidlik Ner Shel Shabbos, once a person lights the Shabbos candles, Chol Olav Shabbos, Shabbos is chal on him, v'ne'asar b'malacha, and he's already asar b'malacha. V'alpizeh nohogos k'tas nashim, and because of this, some women are nohig, sha'achar she'berchu ve'liku haneros, after they made the bracha, and they lit the candles, sounds like they made the bracha first, then they lit the candles, mashlichos la'oretz ha'psila she'biyodon, they would throw down the wick, the match in their hands, she'edlikuba, that they use for lighting, ve'ein mechabos osa, and they don't extinguish it. Because once you make the bracha, you light the candles, now it's Shabbos, you can't extinguish it, so they drop the match. V'yesh omrim, and there are those who say, she'masne kodem she'madlika she'ena mekabel Shabbos ad she'yomer achazem baruchu mo'il. Some say that although the stam lighting is a kabel Shabbos, but if you make it tonight before you light, that you're not being mekabel Shabbos until the chazen says baruchu, it helps. V'yesh omrim she'eno mo'il la, and some say it doesn't help, a tonight doesn't help. So it's a machlokas if a tonight helps or not. Otherwise, the sheet of the Bahag is, the second you light, it is now Shabbos. V'yesh cholkim al bal halachos gedolos. There are those who argue in the Bahag, v'omrim, and they say, she'ein kabbal Shabbos talui ba'adlokas haner, that accepting Shabbos is not talui on lighting the candles. Elo b'tfilas arvis, rather kabbal Shabbos is talui on davening mariv. She'kevan she'amar achazim baruchu hakol porshin mimalachtum. Once the chazin says baruchu, everyone stops doing their melacha. Uledidon, according to us, Kevon she'eschilu mizmor shirli om haShabbos havi kibaruchu leditu. For us, that we say mizmor shirli om haShabbos, that is an acceptance of Shabbos, like baruchu was for them. The Rama says the haminug, the custom is she'osa isha hamadlekes, that woman that lights the candles mekabela Shabbos b'hadlaka, she is accepting Shabbos automatically with her hadlaka. Imlo she'tas netchila, unless she makes it tonight first. V'afilu t'nai b'leiv sagi, and even if she makes a t'nai inside her heart, that is good enough. Aval shor b'nei abayis mutarin b'malach ad baruchu, but everyone else of the household that did not light the candles is allowed to do malacha until the chazan says baruchu. The ikar hadlaka tuluya b'neiro shemadlikin al shulchan, the ikar hadlaka is dependent on the candles that you light on the table. Aval lo b'shar haneiro shebabayis, not on the other candles that are lit in the house. V'tzaruch l'haniach haneros b'mokom shemadlikin, you have to place the candles in the place where they are going to be lit. V'lo l'hadlik b'mokom zeh, not to light it in one place, u'l'haniach b'mokom acher, and then to put it down in another place. So that is the Mechaber and the Ramah of Sif Yud. So let's begin now the Mishabura, beginning in Sifkatam and Beis. The Mishabura skips the Mechaber, skips the Bahag, and those who argue on the Bahag, and the machlokas within the sheet of the Bahag, and he jumps right to the minug that the Ramah told us the minug is the woman who lights is mekabel Shabbos with her adloka. V'im ha'ish madlik, but if a man lights, afilu kashu mevarech al hadlokoso, even if he is making a bracha on the adloka, like we learned yesterday in Sivav, leka minhaga, umutter b'malacha, there is no minhag that he automatically accepts Shabbos, and he is mutter b'malacha afterwards. Umikomakom tov lahasnos, but still, says the Mishabura, it is still good for a man who lights to make a t'nai. Stam man lights, it's not kabbalah Shabbos, but it's better to make a t'nai. Sifkotan mem gimel, but when it comes to an ishu who lights, that is a kabbalah Shabbos with hadlaka. V'tispalel mincha t'chila, she should daven mincha first. The hul dekfar kibla Shabbos, because since she has already accepted Shabbos in her lighting, shuv i'efsher lehispalo tefilah shalchol, she can no longer daven a weekday shmon esrei for mincha. Ukishein shehus lazeh, if there is no time for her to first have a mincha and then to light the candles, yoser tov shetispalo arvishtayim, it's better that she should skip mincha, light candles on time, and daven mayer twice, one of them being tashlumin. Ukin lakamah misifta zvav, like we'll see later in sifta zvav. That is better than milichnos chas v'shalom b'safik chol Shabbos, rather than entering chas v'shalom into a possibility that you're going to light after Shabbos start and be over on chol Shabbos. V'ayin le'el v'simen reish tam el-beis, sivkotan yud aleph. Sivkotan men beis, shetas netchila, we said the woman is automatically mekabel Shabbos and radlaka unless she makes a t'nai first. Ve'ein lahasnos ki'im letzarech, like we have seen already, one should not make a tznai upon lighting that she's not being mekabel Shabbos unless there is a need. Me'achar she'yesh cholkim v'sovrim de'lo mahani tznai v'kanalach. We just saw in the Mechaber, it's a machlokas if a tznai works. If you want to rely on the tznai, you can, but you should only do it in a makom of tzarech. I'd like to read two quick notes in the back of the Sefer. We're on page 8 in the back of the Sefer. I'd like to read a couple of lines of note 52 and 53. In note 52 he writes, Ulamin ha'genu shemavarachin l'achar ha'adloka. We pointed out that the Mechaber was mashma that you make the bracha first and then you light. But our minhag, as we discussed already, is that we make the bracha only after we light. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, She'ein ha'noshim mikablo Shabbos el l'achar ha'bracha. They light first and make the bracha afterwards. Their Kabbalah Shabbos is not with their adloka. For us, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kabbalah Shabbos is with the bracha afterwards. Lufikach yicholos l'chabos esaner l'achar ha'adloka. Therefore, a woman could light, blow out the match, and then she can make the bracha, which is Kabbalah Shabbos. Ulachem became tavaruch. After she blows out the match, she can make the bracha. V'chein das agon Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And that is also the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Others argue, but let's go weiter. Note 53. V'chein isha shelo espalel mincha. So to a woman that did not yet have a mincha, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, shem istaber shen nikra hadover tzorech. It's logical to say that the need to daven mincha is considered a need. That would be grounds for the woman not to mekabel Shabbos v'adlokos, so she could daven mincha afterwards. Of course, the mashmos of the Mishabura is not that way, because the Mishabura in the same Sifkaton started off by discussing how she should daven mincha first, and the next Sifkaton he says, and you shouldn't make a tnai unless it's a tzarech, and he doesn't put the two together. So that's addressed in the later part of the note, but we're going to go right through. We turn to page 74, and we are up to the Mishabura Sifkaton Memhei. Memhei is on that which the Ramah told us, the Iker Hadlaka is tluya in the neros that you light on the table, and not on the neros that are lit in the other places of the house. Says the Mishabura Hainu, the Yavarech Alehen. What does it mean that's the Ikar Loka? That's what the bracha should be made on, the candles on the table. V'lo al she'ar ha'neros, not on the other neros in the house. L'fi she'ikar ha'mitzvah l'chadchila hein ha'neros she'ochlen la'oran. Because the Ikar mitzvah l'chadchila is the candles that are you are eating by their light. V'roi she'tehe ha'bracha alehen, and therefore it is fitting that the bracha should be upon them. Even if it's only one candle, that is enough, as we have learned, to make the bracha. Miu, however, im yesh har bein oshim, if there are many women there together, ve'ein lo kol achas shulcha mifnei atzma, and each woman does not have her own table to light on, yechola levarech al anero she'omnim babayis b'shar mekomos. Other women are allowed to make the bracha on the candles that are in other places of the houses. Kugon, for example, al anero she'dolken al amenorah atluya b'emtza bayis. For example, there's some kind of menorah that is hanging there in the middle of the house. The chiyagavnu or similar things, she can make the bracha there as well. The klolo naktinan, because the rule that we take is the b'chol mokom shemadle kedei laso shom ezatashmish. Anywhere that you are lighting, in order to do some kind of use by the candlelight, ikum mishum shalom bayis. That's considered being done for shalom bayis. V'roy levarich, and you can make a bracha. We pointed out yesterday that our minhag is that the women make a bracha really in the same place. They try to spread out, but in the same place. But the Mishabur over here is saying that you could have one woman making a bracha in the place of the achila, and the other woman can make a bracha in any other place in the house where the light is going to be used. That would be called being done for shalom bayis, which does warrant a bracha. Sifkaton men vav. Hanero shebabayis. We said the ikra loka is totally on the neros that you light on the table and not on the other neros shebabayis. Hainu balabayis. Sheyachol lahadlik ala shulchan ulevarechalav. We're talking about a balabayis over here that's able to light on the table and make the bracha. Aval ba'oreach, but when it comes to a guest. Im yeshlo cheder miyuchal asmo, if he has his own designated room, afilu eno ochal sham, even if he's not eating in that room, madlik sham ner umavarechalav, he lights the candles there, he makes a bracha, the kanal b'sevo, like we discussed yesterday, that you can make a bracha, like we just mentioned, in a different room, as long as you are going to have shalom bayis, you're going to prevent stumbling over things in that room. Sifkaton mem zayin goes on the last point of the Ramah, and that is that you have to place the candles where they are going to remain lit, not to light them in place A and then move them to place B. Says the Mishnah Berurah Mem Zayin, Hainu, Afilu im Yasna Beferish Sheinu Mekabel Shabbos Ashu Aneros Al Mekomam. Even if you want to light in a place A and then move it to place B, and you had this in mind that you're not Mekabel Shabbos until you move it, that is not what you should do. Sivkata Mem Ches below, Hainu, Sha'osir Lahavlik Bemokom Shein Nishtam Shimbo. It is also to light the candles in a place where there's going to be no use for the candles. Ulahania Chaner Bemokom Shein Nishtam Shimbo. And then to move the lit candles to a place where they're going to be used. Mishum de kaimelon hadlaka osa mitzvah, because we hold the hadlaka itself is the mitzvah. The kevon shehidlik b'makom she'en mishtam shimbo, and since you lit the candles in a place where they're not going to be used, she'enu makom chiyuvah, which is not a place where there is a chiyuv, lo mahani hadlakaso klum, that hadlaka does not work at all. Af sheminiach acharkal b'makom chiyuvah, even if you then move the candles to a place where there would be a chiyuv, v'tzarech l'chabos, rather what you must do in that case is extinguish the candles, v'lachsor l'hadlik, and go ahead and light again in the proper place. That is all if you lit in a place which has no chiyuv hadlaka, there would be no use for the candles over there. That's when you have to blow them out and light again in the proper place. Aval, however, im hidlik b'bayis b'makom shemishtam shimbo, if you lit in a house in a place where the candles would have a use, mutter l'taltalam acharkach ulaniach b'mokom acher, then you can move them around to a different place where they will have a different use because they were lit in a place where there was a use in the beginning. Dechal habayis havi mekomon, because the whole house where the candles will be used is considered their mokom. The halavush machmir apazed, the levush is machmir, even on this case, when you lit it in a place where it will be used, that you shouldn't move it somewhere else. Uben mekom atzerach yesh l'hakil, in a time of need, one can be lenient like the more lenient shita. Kosav achayodim, the chayodim writes, hanoshim shemadlikim basukka b'chag, women who light the candles in the sukkah on sukkahs, umutatlun l'tok habayis, and then they move the candles into the house, lo yofahin osim, that is not the proper thing that they are doing. It looks like you're lighting the candles and moving them around just for your own use, and that's not proper. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Aluf, afal pi shelo hispalu hakol adayim, even if the tzibur has not yet davened, im kodam hayochir v'hispalo shel Shabbos mibodyom, if one individual davened Maariv for Shabbos while it was still daytime, he davened early Shabbos, chol olav kabbalah Shabbos, it is chal on him already the acceptance of Shabbos, v'asir b'asiyas melacha, and he can no longer do melacha. V'afilu im omer she'en erotz l'kabbal Shabbos, he even makes a tznai, I'm davening, but I'm not being mekabel Shabbos, it does not help. Once you daven Maariv, you have accepted Shabbos, and that's it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he davened mibodyom, sifkotem emtes, haynu miplag hamincha ulamala. As we've seen many times already, you can't be mekabel Shabbos for plag mincha. So it's talking about a case where the person daven Maariv sometime after plag ukidlel b'simin reish samach al sebeis b'hago. Sifkata nun v'afilu, even if he made a tznai that he's not being mekabel Shabbos with his tefillah, tznai doesn't help. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'after b'hadloka yesh omer demahani tznai, even though we just learned that when it comes to lighting candles, a woman can make a tznai according to some shitos. Ukdilel b'sif yud b'tfila shani. When it comes to tfila, it's different. Kevan shehizkir bo kedusha Shabbos. Since in the tfila you mentioned the kedusha Shabbos, the tznai doesn't help. So some say it's not helps by hadlaka, but tznai for sure does not help by tfila. So if a yachid davened earlier before the tzibur, after plag, he davened Maariv, it is Shabbos for him, and there's no tznai that is going to help over there. Says the mechaber v'ayter sif yud beis. Im rov hakol kiblu aleihem Shabbos. If the majority of the tzibur has accepted upon themselves Shabbos, hamiyut nimshachim achareim al korcham. The minority of the tzibur is drawn after them against their will. This is a well-known halacha that if there's one minyan, keep it simple, is one minyan, and the minyan is davening early Shabbos, so everybody in the community that has that one minyan is locked into an earlier Shabbos against their will. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkotan Nun Aleph, Imrov HaKol, V'imrov HaKol Lo Hoyu B'Beis HaKnesses, but if the majority of the tzibur was not in shul, Ein Nimshachim Achar Hamiyot. Just because a bunch of people got together, they made a minyan, but it's the minority, the majority is not drawn after the minority. And so too, a city that has different shuls, ein achas nimsheches achar chaverta. If one shul decides to make Shabbos a little earlier, the other shuls and the other people are not drawn after that shul. Vafilu im ba'achas rov, even if that one shul that accepted Shabbos is the majority, since there are other shuls, they can make their own decisions. They are not drawn after that shul that made early Shabbos. Avalim osem minyan bebeso. But if you make your own private minyan in your house, afilu minyan kavua, even if it is a set minyan in your house, botel etzel harov. That is considered nullified to the rov, and when the rov makes the early Shabbos, you are locked into that, even though you have a minyan kavu in your house, it doesn't help. If you're the minority, that is the shul, you are locked into their Kabbalah Shabbos, and you're stuck. Now we'll read a couple of points in the notes over here. Number one, there's a lot of discussions over here, but we're just going to read a few points. The last paragraph in note 57. V'mhikdimu rov hatzibur l'kabel Shabbos shalom machmas kedusha Shabbos. Very important point. Most of the times when we make early Shabbos in the summer, we're not doing it because we are so anxious to bring in the Kedusha of Shabbos. Most of the times we are doing it for convenience. People want the kids to be up for the Suda, things like that. So says the end of note 57, if you're doing early Shabbos for the Rov HaTzibur, not because of Kedusha Shabbos. Kigon, for example, Osama Magdim and Lekabel Shabbos Mea Kayetz, those who are taking in Shabbos early in the summer, Kedeshul Lushanos as Hergele Zman Hasuda, they want to eat the Suda at the same time as every week. So his topic, Beshal Jewish Igris Moshe, Im Nigrar Hamir Achar Rov. So their Rav Moshe is already mesupuk. If I decide not to make Shabbos early, they're doing it because it's more convenient for them. So lav dafka, or Rav Moshe is mesupuk if I'm drawn after them. Kevan she'en kabbalosan l'shem mitzvah. They're not doing it l'shem mitzvah. They're doing it l'shem convenience. So who says that I'm locked into their convenience? Achen, however, agonu shomazam in Orbach, hora, b'yishuv she'en higu, b'beis akneses, l'kabbal Shabbos achar plaga mincha. He paskin in a place where they accepted Shabbos in a community. After Plaga Mincha, Shem Rovat Sibur Mispalim Vesakneses, if most of the people come to that shul and they accept Shabbos, Hamir Nigra Acharem Kedin Kabbal Shabbos Mzanag Rogyul. That is locking everyone in, even though it might be done for convenience. Rav Yashiv seems to say the same thing. Shalolam Nigra Hamir Achar HaRov. Rav Yashiv says that always the minority is drawn after the majority. So Rav Moshe has a suffix, but it seems like the other poskim are pretty clear that it doesn't matter why they're making early Shabbos. Once the rov of the tzibur and they're all part of one shul make Shabbos, you are locked in. But there's certainly room to be lenient if you rely on Rav Moshe's suffix. Ask your own personal shaila if it's nogeya. Let's read again note number 58, the last paragraph on the page over here. V'chein isha shebailo mekabel olav es haShabbos v'beis haKnesses bohu mispalel. A husband is mekabel Shabbos in the shul where he is davening. Let's say he's making early Shabbos and he's going ahead and be mekabel Shabbos in shul. V'haminog shom hu lekabel es haShabbos mukdom, and the minog there is to accept early Shabbos. Rav Moshe writes, Sheminhogam lekabelas haShabbos muktam hu mishum kedushas haShabbos. Again, if their reasoning for taking on early Shabbos is because of kedushas Shabbos, kigon shelo yavo les achim malacha vareizem mino kavu etzlob nichlal adavre minhogi habal, then that will be considered the minhogam of the husband shall ha isha lino kimosa, that a woman is required to follow her husband. Umemela negreres yachrov, and if that's the case that they're making early Shabbos for kedushas Shabbos, so then she is in fact locked into his minog of imakabel Shabbos. Then avol im osim kein mitame no chos v'kiyotze b'zeh. But once again, if they're making Shabbos earlier for convenience, oshik dimul kabel Shabbos ufen arayo, they just happened to accept upon themselves. They were running early and they accepted Shabbos early. Ein ha'isha nigreres b'zeh achar bayla. Says Rav Moshe, then a woman is not drawn after her husband's early Kabbalah Shabbos that is only being done for convenience sake. V'hosev, and he adds on, shafilu im miskavin habal b'kabel Shabbos shegam ishto te'asur b'malacha. Even if the husband thinks when he's mekabel Shabbos in shul that he's dragging his wife along, ein b'kabelos el klum. You can't do that. That doesn't work, and your wife can still do malacha afterwards. That is the shita of Rav Moshe Feinstein. But again, the idach, on the other hand, the Shevet Levi writes, shalolam nigreres ha'ishu b'nei abayis achar bal abayis. He says, no, the wife, the children are always drawn after the husband. Ben im kibel olav es haShabbos b'beisa, whether you accept the Shabbos in the house, ben im kibel olav es haShabbos es haKnesses, v'afilu b'zman shirob b'nei ha'ir adayin lo kibel es haShabbos aleihem. Once the husband was mekabel Shabbos, it doesn't matter what the majority did in mekabel Shabbos, the wife, the children are locked into the husband's Kabbalah. So that is a machlokes between Rav Vosner and Rav Moshe. Let's do one more sif over here in the Mechaber. We're up to sif Yud Gimel. Odom shebo le'ir bi'erev Shabbos. A person enters a city on Erev Shabbos. Ukfar kiblu anshe ha'ir aleim Shabbos. It's not dark yet, but the people of that city have already been mekabel Shabbos. Afal pi shadayin hayom gadol. Even though it's still daytime, it's still light outside. Im hayu olav mos or shum chayfes. If he was holding on to money or any other item, manicha lipol, he has to allow it to fall. It's Shabbos. You just entered a city with a mekabel Shabbos. In this city, it is Shabbos. Drop whatever you are holding, and no more carrying, no more muksa. Zakta mishaburis of katan nun beis. Manicha lipol pirish. Shaholech lecheder, he goes to a room, a menicho lipo shom latznir, and he lets it fall down there in a place where it will be hidden. Ukamosha kasa simon reish samavav, like we'll see shortly in simon reish samavav, sif yubes, the ayin shom mishabura of beralacha, look over there in the mishabura and the beralacha. We'll stop here, and mitzvah shem will continue with sif yudalad and finish the simon tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.